Welcome back to our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable. My name is Shaquan Nettingham, and today, speaking with the Iowa State Patrol Sergeant, Alex Dinkla. And Alex, really appreciate you taking the time to talk with me today.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
You are absolutely welcome. And we're coming up here on a big holiday to end November. Obviously, it is Thanksgiving. And so I wanted to start off with talking about if there was any sort of initiative that the Iowa State Patrol has going on for this holiday coming up.
You know, one of the big things that we're going to be really be focusing on for this holiday travel period for Thanksgiving is going to be seatbelts. We know it's a huge trend where people are not buckling their seatbelts every trip or every time. And so we're going to make sure we bring a huge emphasis to people buckling up. We always stress, even if you're in the back seat, buckle that seatbelt. Anytime that you're involved in a crash and you're not seatbelted, just imagine that weight of your body traveling forward into the person ahead of you. So it's always a good reminder, even if you're in the back seat, buckle that seatbelt.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, a great reminder. Can you talk about maybe some of the statistics that it comes with accidents at this time of the year?
You know, we look at a trend over the last 4 years, and we've had 17 fatalities alone over the Thanksgiving holiday. And, you know, that's 17 fatalities too many. This is a time where people are supposed to be gathering, getting together, spending time with family. And anytime that people have to deal with the loss of a loved one, these holiday times definitely brings a huge emotional impact on that. And so we want to make sure that people have a joyous holiday and a good Thanksgiving. But we want to stress that people need to make sure that they buckle that seatbelt and ultimately drive safe to and from their different festivities.
Again, we are speaking here with the Iowa State Patrol Sergeant, Alex Dinkla. And Alex, you know, kind of just rolling into the next thing. Obviously, can you just really emphasize why it is important for people to really plan ahead and give themselves enough time to travel, whether they're going to the airport or to a family event that's maybe a couple hours away, maybe even 30 minutes away, and just not waiting till the last minute and having to speed and all that stuff?
When we look at the weather, you know, as we look ahead in the week, Saturday is potential snow here in Iowa. Whether we have a small amount or we have a major amount, that's yet to be determined. But you never know when that weather is going to impact it. You never know when there's going to be a solid roadway somewhere. We want to make sure that you allow that extra time, have patience getting somewhere. One of the four criteria that we really look at, what leads to crashes, what leads to these crashes happening. And tragically, so far this year, we've had 309 fatalities here in the state of Iowa. But we look at this SIDE initiative is what we have, SIDE. The S stands for seatbelts. Obviously, I've already said that we're going to be looking at that seatbelt, making sure that people are buckled. Impaired driving. We want to make sure that people are not driving while impaired. We want to make sure that people are sober, getting somewhere safe. D stands for distracted driving. We have seen a huge increase in people driving with their cell phones, using that distracted device. Put that phone down, and obviously the E is excessive speed. Obey that speed limit. That is the number one leading cause to vehicle crashes here in Iowa, is people driving either at excessive speeds or inappropriate speeds for the weather conditions.
Well, thank you for going over all of that. And with that, speaking of driving, and I know this is something that you mentioned, whether it's 4th of July, you know, Labor Day, any of that. But again, and it's reminders, things that people have heard all the time, but I think can never be stressed enough, is the importance of having a designated driver and really just not driving drunk.
No, absolutely. You know, as people are gathering for different family events, if you choose to drink, it's pretty simple and easy. Find that sober driver. Don't risk it. Don't risk losing your license. Don't risk being involved in a crash. Find that sober driver. And then also, when we have different family events, maybe we're a little tired, drowsy driving, really the way that we look at it a lot of times is drowsy driving is the same and similar to drunk driving. If you're tired, pull over. Find someone else that can drive your vehicle, or pull over to a safe area that you feel comfortable, get a little rest, and then get back to driving.
Again, we are speaking here with the Iowa State Patrol Sergeant, Alex Dinkla. And Alex, that's a great point, you know, is drowsy driving. Is there maybe any times that people should avoid driving on Thanksgiving super late at night? Would you suggest maybe staying somewhere, how would you suggest going about that?
Obviously, you need to look at what times that you're going to need to travel to and from your event. We do expect this weekend, probably between Thursday and Sunday, are going to be some peak travel times as people, depending on how far they have to travel. We're really expecting that Friday and Saturday to be some of the peak travel times. But there's going to be some time that the roadways are going to be very congested. And so we would want to make sure that we stress the drivers, have patience with the crowded roadways. We all are trying to get to somewhere safely. Just have patience and get along with the others in traffic. Because anytime that we get to having those road rage incidents, nobody wins at it. Whether we and you're involved in the crash or whether you're part of the stall on the roadway, nobody wins at those road rage incidents. So drive with care, drive with caution, and ultimately just drive with patience.
Absolutely. And, you know, but before I let you go, any other tips that you might recommend, anything that you wanted to add today?
You know, looking into Saturday with the potential of winter weather coming, but nonetheless, we are at a time where colder weather is upon us here in late December or late November, early December. Get those winter car care kits in your vehicle. So whether that be a blanket, a bottle of water, a little bit of food in the vehicle with you, stuff that can keep you safe should your vehicle become stranded, that you're able to survive for just a little bit of time in the cold elements before someone's able to get to you safely. You never know when your car is going to be stalled, but make sure that you always have a full cell phone battery as well, so that if you have to sit there for a little bit of time, you are able to call 911 or someone else in the case of an emergency.
Again, those are great tips there from the Iowa State Patrol Sergeant, Alex Dinkla. And Alex, thank you so much for running us through everything. And hopefully you and your family have a nice and safe Thanksgiving.
Absolutely. You too. We hope that everybody has a safe holiday and a joyous holiday.
Awesome. Again, that is part of our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable.